Hello and welcome to your OCR GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today and we're diving deep into vegetable preparation, a topic that's absolutely essential for your J309 exam. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's just chopping vegetables, right? But trust me, examiners are looking for so much more than that. They want you to understand the science behind what happens when you cut into a carrot, why your apple slices turn brown, and how you can keep those precious vitamins intact. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the functional and chemical properties of vegetables during preparation, master those professional knife skills with precise measurements, understand enzymatic browning at a molecular level, and learn exactly how to retain water-soluble vitamins. By the end, you'll be ready to earn top marks on any vegetable preparation question. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the science that examiners absolutely love. Enzymatic browning. When you cut into a fruit or vegetable, let's say an apple, you're breaking open the cell structure. Inside those cells, you have an enzyme called polyphenol oxidase, or PPO for short. In an intact cell, this enzyme is separated from phenolic compounds by the cell membrane. But the moment you slice through, those barriers break down. The polyphenol oxidase enzyme meets the phenolic compounds, and in the presence of oxygen from the air, they react to form brown melanin pigments. That's enzymatic browning. Now, here's what candidates often get wrong. They say vitamins are killed during preparation. Examiners will not give you credit for that. The correct terminology is that vitamins are denatured, oxidized, or leached. Water-soluble vitamins, specifically vitamin C, which is ascorbic acid with the chemical formula C6H8O6, and the B group vitamins like thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, and folate, are particularly vulnerable during preparation. There are three main loss mechanisms you need to know. First, leaching. When you soak vegetables in water, those water-soluble vitamins dissolve out. You can lose 25 to 40% of vitamin content this way. Second, oxidation. Cut surfaces exposed to air allow oxygen molecules to attack and break down vitamin C. That's a 15 to 30% loss. Third, enzymatic degradation. Damaged cells release enzymes that chemically break down vitamins, causing a 10 to 20% loss. So how do we prevent this? Three key strategies. Acidulation. Adding lemon juice or vinegar lowers the pH to around 2 to 3, which denatures the polyphenol oxidase enzyme and prevents browning. It also acts as an antioxidant. Blanching. Briefly heating vegetables to 70 to 80 degrees Celsius denatures the enzyme through heat. An oxygen exclusion, vacuum sealing or submerging vegetables in water prevents oxygen from reaching the cut surfaces. Now let's talk knife skills, because examiners expect precision here. You can't just write chop small and expect marks. You need to know the standard cuts with exact dimensions. Julienne, thin match stick strips, 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 5 centimeters long, used for garnishes and stir fries. Brunoise, fine dice, 3 millimeter cubes achieved by first cutting julienne, then dicing across, used for sauces and soups. Chiffonade, thin ribbon strips of leafy greens created by stacking leaves, rolling them tightly and slicing across. Medium dice, 1 centimeter cubes used for soups and vegetable blends. En passant, thin square slices, 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter by 3 millimeters thick, often used for garnishes and soups. Safety is also assessed. You must demonstrate knowledge of the bridge hold, forming a bridge over round or irregularly shaped items with your non-knife hand, and the claw grip, where you tuck your fingertips in and use your knuckles as a guide for the knife blade. One more critical point. You must distinguish between the effects of preparation, which happen when vegetables are raw, and the effects of cooking, which involve heat. Preparation affects texture by breaking cell walls mechanically, while cooking affects texture by breaking down cellulose and pectin with heat. Don't confuse enzymatic browning, which happens during preparation, with caramelization or dextrinization, which are heat-driven processes during cooking. Right, let's talk exam technique. The assessment objectives for OCR J309 are weighted as follows. AO1, which is knowledge and understanding, is 30%. AO2, application of knowledge, is 40%. That's the biggest chunk. AO3, designing and making, is 10%. And AO4, evaluating, is 20%. When you see a question asking you to explain why enzymatic browning occurs, you need to hit these marking points. Credit is given for explaining that polyphenol oxidase enzyme interacts with oxygen and phenolic compounds. You must use the scientific names. If the question asks you to justify the use of lemon juice, you need to state that the acidic medium lowers pH, denatures the enzyme, and that vitamin C in lemon juice acts as an antioxidant. Common mistakes to avoid. First, vague descriptions. Don't write cut into small pieces. Write brunoise, 3 millimeter cubes. Second, confusing preparation with cooking. Enzymatic browning is not caramelization. Third, saying vitamins are killed. Use oxidized, denatured, or leached. Fourth, failing to link preparation techniques to sensory outcomes. If you're discussing julienne cuts, mention that uniform size ensures even cooking and improves presentation. In evaluation questions, you'll often be asked to weigh convenience against nutrition. For example, evaluate the use of pre-cut vegetables. You'd say, pre-cut vegetables offer convenience and save time, which is beneficial for busy households. However, cutting increases surface area exposed to air, accelerating oxidation of vitamin C. Additionally, pre-cut vegetables are often stored for several days, leading to further nutrient degradation through leaching and enzymatic activity. Overall, while convenient, freshly prepared vegetables retain significantly more nutritional value. All right, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question to answer in your head. Question 1. What is the enzyme responsible for enzymatic browning? The answer is polyphenol oxidase. Question 2. Name 2 water-soluble vitamins vulnerable during preparation. Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, and B-group vitamins like thiamine or folate. Question 3. What are the dimensions of a julienne cut? 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 5 centimeters. Question 4. What pH range does acidulation achieve to prevent browning? pH 2 to 3. Question 5. What is the difference between enzymatic browning and caramelization? Enzymatic browning occurs during preparation due to enzyme and oxygen interaction. Caramelization occurs during cooking due to heat breaking down sugars. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those core concepts. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the science of enzymatic browning, polyphenol oxidase, phenolic compounds, and oxygen-creating brown melanin pigments. We've explored how water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C and B-group vitamins are lost through leaching, oxidation, and enzymatic degradation, and how to prevent this with acidulation, blanching, and oxygen exclusion. We've mastered professional knife cuts with exact dimensions, julienne, brunoise, chiffonade, macédoin, and paysan. And we've learned the safety techniques of bridge hold and claw grip. Remember, examiners reward precision. Use scientific terminology, cite exact measurements, and always link your preparation techniques to the final sensory and nutritional outcomes. Distinguish between preparation and cooking effects, and in evaluation questions, provide balanced arguments with evidence. You've got this. Keep practicing those knife skills, memorize those vitamin loss mechanisms, and you'll be ready to ace your OCR GCSE food preparation and nutrition exam. Good luck and happy studying.